You're listening to In the Moment
with Liv and Bix.
Hey, it's Liv.
And Bix, and you're listening to In the Moment with Liv and Bix, a podcast for unsuccessful actors.
By unsuccessful actors. Or are we? Rebecca's right. We made it start changing this soon.
I know. I don't know what we're going to say. Rebecca's our editor. Shout out to Rebecca.
Yes, shout out to Rebecca. But we have so much to talk about. In the span of 2 weeks, a lot has happened. I know, Bix, I will let you speak for yourself, but you have some exciting news to share, I think. Quite a few things, actually.
Do I? I guess that I do. Yeah, I've been super busy, but honestly, it's kind of like a bittersweet feeling. I'm both extremely like excited and everything, but I'm also fearful. Because as we all know, at the end of last year, when I booked like essentially all the things that I shot in the past 4 months at like once, and then shot them all in succession through the past 4 months, the last thing that was on my calendar to shoot, I just shot and finished this past weekend. So now, your girl's got no plans, no longer booked, no longer busy.
Post-rap blues.
Yeah.
How are you handling the post-rap blues? Wait, didn't you just rap? Like, when was that rap?
So today is Tuesday. I wrapped on Sunday, but they picture wrapped yesterday.
Oh, damn. So what was that, a whole week? Like a whole week to shoot?
No, that was just, so this is for a short film.
Right.
And it was just the weekend. It was Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday in total.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. And how
really
did it go?
Yeah, super quick. It was great. It was a lot of fun. This is the project that's called American As, the one that's the...
I think I called it American Pie and Great British Bake Off or something like that.
Well, you're very close with both of those things. It is a play on the Great British Bake Off, but it's Americanized. It's very funny. It's a comedy, but also like a murder mystery, like whodunit. So like marrying those two elements is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun because of the, have you ever seen The Great British Bake Off?
Never. Ever.
It is. I love that show. I am obsessed with that show. So when I got this audition, I remember like calling Bass and being like, I want this part. I will do like, these are my two favorite things. I will do like anything.
Shout out to Bass
to get the part. Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to Bass because when this is released, I definitely want to put up those like from audition tape to the screen, like when they release it.
Yes.
Because Bass made me do some crazy shit for this audition that I fought him about. I was like, are you kidding me? Do you really think I should send this tape? Like, is this too much? Like, are you kidding me?
Wait,
and
I want to know.
He was like, no, you need to send it. Yeah. So when it comes out, I'll post a video. But essentially, my character, she's like a little like gothy girl. She's a little like mischievous, kind of like manic pixie dream girl moment. And for the audition, I'm like seducing a man, essentially. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
But we did it a couple different ways. But one of the ways was, he was like, what if you're like undressing in a way? But he was like, what if it's that you like take off your shoes and your socks and you start like wiggling your toes like towards the camera, like towards the guy that I'm seducing?
I remember you told me this. So unhinged. And I love it. Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's essentially what the tape is. Just like me, like sitting in a chair, like slowly removing my boots and my socks and like wiggling my toes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that's what both the director and casting director had to say to me. Like when we finally met in person, they were both just like, that tape, the with your toes and with the knives, because I also had like knives that I was using. They loved it. So again, if you didn't already, yeah. And snaps for VAS. If you didn't already trust us about going to VAS, then this should really push you in their direction. Because I would have never fucking thought about that.
If you want to be booked and ever. Busy, go to VAS.
Online actor, baby. But so yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was, yeah, I auditioned for this back in, I think, like October, November of last year. So it's been a long time coming. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I'm curious, did any of the choices that you made in the self-tape, did any of them make it to set?
Unfortunately, no. Like, not the...
Not the toes.
The intensity of it. Yeah. But I did find a way to bring my feet into it.
Yes.
Without giving anything, I mean, not in the same regard.
Yeah.
But I did work my feet in a little bit.
I got my little tootsies in there. I got my tootsies in there. That's what I'm going to call my feet for now. Tootsies.
You never heard that before?
My tootsies? No.
Your little tootsies, like your toe, like your little, yeah.
No.
My mom used to always call them that.
I love that. I just know, like, you know, like One Little Piggy Went to the Market. Like, I remember that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Classic.
The classics. No, I never, I haven't heard of that one, but now I did. That's cute. I like it. Oh, but that's so fun. Okay. And so it was only 3 days. And did you meet most of the cast members? Did you, like, how was your experience on set?
It was so much fun. So we had met at a table read that we did, I think, like a month or two prior even. And some of the people, I feel like this is the very common thing. Most crews that you work with, they most likely have worked together before.
Right.
And that was the case with this project as well, especially since it's a like independent project. The director, Laura Baldwin, she wrote, directed the project. She brought on people that she's worked with before, for crew, for cast, all of that. So that's always a good time when you're on set with people who have worked together before, because it just goes smoothly. Everybody knows what's up. So yeah, we had met prior to that, but we just had a lot of fun on set. It was a comedy, so it was very lighthearted.
Yeah.
Everybody got to have fun, do some improv. A lot of funny things on the fly made it in.
I love hearing that. It excites me when I hear on a set that there was freedom to improv. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that for you.
It's funny because there are things that I recognize very different from having done the past two Asylum films, because they have this like hierarchy of people that needs to approve everything. Everything needs to go pretty much back to essentially like the network in a way and get approved, like costumes and hair and makeup and the script and everything. Because there was no like executives above the director, everything was very malleable and like things can be changed up really easily. Like wardrobes can be switched, lines could be changed, shots could be changed. And we didn't have to like, there were moments with, I can't remember whether it was Mech or Monster Mash, but something would change and we would have to wait like essentially 2-3 hours to hear back from the execs if something was approved, if
we could
move forward with certain shots and everything. So it was like fun to work in a different environment than that. It almost kind of reminded me of doing like NYU projects where it's just like director has the vision. And if they can make it happen on the day, they make it happen. So it was fun.
Yay. Oh, I love that. Well, I'm excited to see it. Do you know, do they give you like a projected date, the director?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know really anything yet. I know that they, like, depending on the final cut, they're hoping to do the festival runs and then some type of like digital distribution.
Okay.
So yeah, it'll be available at some point. And hopefully since it's short, it'll be like kind of a quicker turnover because I really do want to see it.
I know, me too. I'm excited to see you live out your goth life.
My goth.
Your goth life. Like I want to see the gothics. You really are, actually. I'm acting like I haven't seen you in those, like the witch, you were literally just a witch, and now you're a goth girl. You're just...
If Barbenheimer actually made it, made it to taping, then that would have been, yeah.
I think I'm seeing a type here. She is who she is. Yeah,
I guess you are. But wait, so Little Miss Olivia, you also had a project that you worked on and released so quickly.
It's out. I know, that was the quickest turnaround of my life. So I am not joking. Because literally just a few weeks ago, and I talked about this last episode for those that maybe didn't hear last episode. So I did a New York Rangers commercial. I just filmed that. And then I said to Bix on the pod, I said, yeah, I don't know if I'm ever going to see it. Like, sometimes I see it, sometimes I don't. And then Bix told me about iSpot TV. And then, to my surprise, I am watching TV and I get a text from my parents. And they're like, did we just see you on television? And I was like, maybe. And they're like, we think we just saw you in a commercial. Is it for, I was like, was it for the Rangers? And they're like, yeah. Genuinely shocked. So yeah, it is out. And then my mom took pictures and videos, you know. Shout out to mom.
Yes. But typical mom behavior.
Such a mom here, which I'm here for. And then, so you can find it if you watch like the sports channel. It's on MSG Network, I believe. So if you watch sports on MSG, you will most likely see me in the New York Rangers commercial. So check that out. And yeah.
That's so exciting. Wait, so were you able to track it down at all with iSpot or did it not come up?
It didn't come up, but I checked that out before it was released on television. So, yeah, I looked up because I didn't know where it was going to be shown, when it was going to be shown. So I was like, let me see. I looked on iSpot TV, nothing came up. And then I went, no, it was fun. That was a good day, Phil. You know, I just like accepted it. And then I got the text from my mom. So on Instagram, I had a couple people DM me too that the commercial came out and that they saw me on TV. And it was just exciting to get those messages because a lot of the times when I do any commercial work, whether it be industrial work, whether it be, yeah, just commercial work for ads, etc., I very rarely see it, if ever, or I have to hunt it down. And then usually it's on YouTube or it's an ad or it's like an online or it's on their website. This is a first for me from one of my commercials to actually make it to television network and on a very popular channel. Yeah. So that was really, it was a first for me in that regard. And yeah, it was exciting.
Yay. Well, congratulations. That's really exciting.
Thanks, girl.
And you were so cute. I watched it and you were like, oh, hey, I love Zoe. Yeah.
I really rocked that, hey, didn't I?
You did. I mean, that was everybody's line and everybody brought a different flavor to it.
Everyone's line. Yeah, no, that was fun. But back to you. But I want to talk about this because I saw it online. One of the short films you did quite a while ago, I saw a trailer for it. It had a sheriff involved. It was in the mountains. Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Yeah.
So Ranger Danger is a short version. The word that I was looking for is proof of concept. So it's the proof of concept for what's to come as a feature film, hopefully. And it is set in the 70s in a national park, like in the depths of like the woods and the mountains. And it revolves around Ranger Dan, who's a park ranger, and he meets different people throughout the course of the film. And that's all I'm going to say, because since it is the proof of concept, it like sets up the storyline for the feature. So I don't want to give it like too much away.
Can you tell them about your character a bit? Like, who are you in this proof of concept?
She's a girly walking in the woods.
That's it, folks. A
girly walking in the woods. What can I say?
That's so good. Oh, well, I'm excited to see it. Do you know where this is going?
Not technically. I do know that both Sean and Tyler, who's the writer and he also stars in it as well, they have worked on projects together that have been through the festival runs. There's one right now. I mean, actually, there's two right now in festival runs currently. One is called Jingle Hell, which is also on YouTube right now. Yeah, I think I mentioned it on last week's episode. I think it got like over like 30,000 views or something on YouTube so far. So yeah, definitely. If you haven't already, go check it out. And then they have another one called Pest or Pests. I can't remember if it's plural or not. But so those are both in their festival runs currently. They're actually showing this weekend in a festival. I wish I could make it, but I can't. So I'm assuming they're going to do a similar distribution like that. But when I find out more, I will definitely keep everybody updated.
Yes, oh, I'm excited. Okay, so we have two things to look out for Bix. We have the proof of concept, and then we have her short. So I am very excited to see both. I do have some news that it's not out yet, but literally today. So when Kalani hears this, he'll know when this was recorded, because today Kalani sent me a text, the poster of the Squatchers, and it is done. I cannot wait for everyone to see it. It is very much giving Goonie vibes.
Oh my God.
I don't want to say anything else until he puts it out there, the poster, but it's so cool and I can't wait for everyone to see it. And it's premiering, and the premiere date got pushed back. So it was going to be first this beginning of May, moved to middle. Now it's going to be at the end of May. So it's going to be most likely, not set yet, but most likely May 30th. So yeah, so we shall see a month from today. It's going to be premiering in a Regal theater in Manhattan. I'm assuming Manhattan.
Oh my God.
But I'll know everything once it's out.
Damn, that's so
exciting.
Then
there's going to be an online digital premiere. So people, if you want to see the Squatchers,
I'll be
there.
That's
right. Bix is going to be there. So show up to either the in-person premiere or the online digital premiere, because after that, the film is going to go away. It's not going to be out for viewing for months later, just due to, I'm not going to word this correctly, I don't think, but like sales stuff and, you know, all the business reasons. The movie's going to be, business. I don't know the details because this does not involve me at all. This is Stephanie Kalani. This is their area.
Yeah.
It's
such a side of our industry that I don't know anything about, and I feel like I should know more about, because even with the Asylum films, my boyfriend Ben, he's always asking me, he's like, oh, like, how do they make their money? Like, how do they fund all of these? Because they're constantly putting movies out, and they've got like visual effects, and it's like really good quality and all of that. And when we were at the premiere for either Monster Mash or Mecha Ape, we were talking with one of the directors from Asylum, who actually is the Sharknado director. His name's Anthony. Love him. We were standing outside the theater and my boyfriend Ben said that to him. He was like, oh, like how essentially do you guys make your money? Like, what is it like? And he explained it to us. And I was just like, exactly what I just did right now.
I'm yes,
like,
business. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Sales. Yes, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Apparently they have a huge market in France for Asylum films. So I know it has a lot to do with like, I don't know. But I need to learn. And I've been trying a little bit to learn now that I have become friends with one of the producers that also worked on Hell House with you. And I ask him stuff. I ask him questions. And I'm just like, could you tell it to me like I'm 5 and I've like never spoken to a human before?
Yeah, that's go. Me too. So that's why I can't even tell you exactly. But yeah, so Squatchers, the general public has two opportunities. There you go. And like Bix said, business reasons.
Do they still have
business?
Yeah, business. Do they still have their streaming service?
Pure Magic Pictures is still there. Okay, so that's where it's going to be. The online digital premiere is going to be on Pure Magic Pictures, like through their service. There'll be more details regarding that, like once it comes out, like get tickets here and this is where you can watch it. It's going to be the same way that whoever watched Sky Hoshi Anime Girl last year, which I know Bix was there for the live digital premiere, it's that exact same thing, except for the Squatchers. Yeah, so it should be a good time.
I felt like I was like watching the Oscars. Right?
Yes. Yeah,
I was like, you got the red carpet, the interviews. Oh my God, interviews. So I don't know if you feel this way, but what makes me like crave, like have a thirst for blood, like the thirst for fame, and I'm being facetious, I do not have a thirst for fame, but I get that inkling when I watch interviews and people, you know, celebrities get to talk about things that they love or things that they do and just kind of like talk about themselves. Whenever I see that, I'm always like, oh my God, I wish I could talk about myself to someone. Like, you know, like I can't wait for somebody to ask me a question for me to talk about myself. But then the flip side of that is I would be horrible on the red carpet. I would be like I might be okay on a talk show environment, like maybe, just because I feel like, I don't know, it's a little bit more of like a personal vibe. You can talk about yourself more than like a press tour when you're talking strictly about the movie, the film, or like, I don't know what I would do. I don't think that I would be allowed. Like, I would need to be extremely deeply
media trained. I was just going to say, girl, or that's when media training kicks in.
My team would be like, yeah.
She doesn't do press tour.
You're not allowed to go outside.
No, I'm kidding.
Honestly.
You know, who also wasn't too good from what I've seen. I don't obviously know this person. Help me here. Tom. Spider-Man.
Tom. Oh, didn't we just talk about him last week, too, when I forgot his name?
Tom, good old Tom, plays Spider-Man.
Mr.
Yes, Mr. Zendaya. He apparently, like, I think from when he first started with Spider-Man, he would, like, accidentally give spoilers and accidentally say things wasn't supposed to. And I don't think that was a shtick. I genuinely think because it was his first big movie, so he was still learning.
He just didn't. Did you see that video of him that he was reading off of a piece of paper? Like details about the movie. And then he looks up and sees his reflection because he's recording like on his phone. And on the back of the piece of paper, it says in huge block letters, confidential, like do not share this information. And he was on like a live. So he like looks up, sees it, turns the paper around and like immediately, you know, goes off live. But that was him.
Oh my God. How do you miss that?
I'm
just like, dude, turn the paper around. But honestly, we say that, but how many times have I gotten instructions, like very fucking clear instructions for a self-tape on slates, and I will still to this day miss something in that slate, mislabel it. I am getting heated because Vix knows how many times I text her and I'm like, I did it again. I fucked up my slate. Because I don't know why, when I'm auditioning, I'll get everything else. And then when it comes to a slate, I will miss something. And I'm like, why? Why?
Yeah, I don't know like what the phenomenon is of it. Yeah, but I know for me, usually I will slate after I tape the audition. And I like to do that because anytime I've ever slated first, for the exact reason of like, I self-tape and then like my makeup looks like shit, or like I had to like cry or scream, or like, you know, and I just look like kind of fucked up. And I'm like, maybe I should just do the slate before when I'm like looking regular. So then I tried doing that, but then I do the audition and I just feel more like dropped into the character. So I feel like the slate translates better after having read the scenes with the other person and recording it. So I started doing it back to the original way that I used to, because it just like feels better. You know, you can't like know the vibe of the character, no matter how much you've memorized the lines and like, you know, rehearsed yourself. You don't get the feel for it until after you read. So maybe it's like I finished the tape, like almost like an adrenaline or like exhilaration thing of like, all I have to do now is the slate. So you kind of overlook something. And sometimes they just ask for a crazy amount of stuff in the slate. And I don't have a teleprompter up being like, to follow like my name, my height, my location, my this, my union status, my father's maiden name,
my first pet's name. Like, real. You're not lying. There has been.
Sometimes they go off on that. Time,
I'm not exaggerating where there were at least eight things I had to remember, or 10. I don't know. So Bix isn't exaggerating. It's straight up like union status. Where do you live? Can you swim? First, last name, who's your representation? Are you available these dates? Do you have any allergies? And I swear and I shit you not, these are the questions. And it's like, and then but those, I give myself a little bit more grace if I forget like something, because I'm like, all right, that was like 20 things I needed to remember. But when it's like three things and I, for some reason, chose to do two of the three, I like want to kick myself. But it happens, and I have to be kind to myself.
And like I said to you when you texted me about it, because Liv freaking texted me, she was like, oh my God, I was so proud of my audition, but I fucked up the slate. And what I said, and I agree with this, if you're a casting director on the other end and I'm totally wrong, correct me, but I don't think I'm wrong. And you speak for yourself. But I don't think if somebody were to watch a tape that they liked and they liked the actor, they thought they did a great job, they wanted to see them again, I don't think that then watching their slate and then missing something or like messing up a little bit is going to deter me from reaching out. And if it was a piece of information that was like detrimental to the project, I know that a lot of things are time sensitive, and even 2 seconds, 5 minutes is a lot of time. It'll take you a couple minutes, email their manager real quick and be like, oh, she forgot to say this. And then they could just be like, well, here you go.
That's true.
And, you know.
And, you know, and you told me that. And then I realized I was being very dramatic. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I just freaked out. Like, And then Cameron, because I, of course, texted you and Cameron, because I'm crazy. And then Cameron was like, literally, he was like, Olivia, it's fine. Like, he said the same thing. At the end of the day, it does boil down to the acting. So if there's something in the slate that they really needed, they'll just reach out. So, and I was like, Liv, calm down.
Yeah. I did an audition the other day, and I taped the audition. And I was looking at, on Actors Access, where the breakdown is, where it usually tells you, like, if they want a slate, what they want in the slate. You know, they write it in the breakdown notes. And I didn't see anything in there. So I was just like, oh, okay, like, they didn't ask for a slate. But I was, like, feeling generous. So I was like, I'm going to give them a little slate. And I recorded my little slate. And then the audition wasn't due for, like, a couple days. So I wasn't, like, immediately, like, editing it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take a break. Take my eyes away, my brain away from myself for a second. And then a couple hours later, when I was ready to submit, I realized that there was another attachment to the EcoCast that was specific instructions. And not only did they ask for like your name, location, this and that, they're like verbally say that you're available for these dates, verbally confirm this. Answer this one question about like an interview question, which was also, I was like, oh my God. But even though I was like, oh my God, I'm going to give them a little slate as a treat. Even that slate, I couldn't even.
That you thought you were doing. You were like, I'm going above and beyond. Like,
yes. I was like, look at me. I'm going to give them a slate. I'm going to tell them all my information because I'm a professional. And no, I wasn't a professional because I had to get back into hair and makeup and outfit and rearrange everything in my living room and set up my camera and bada bada bing and kick my boyfriend Ben out and re-record this slate.
That's so much to do for a slate. Yeah. I would have freaked out.
I was so pissed at myself. Yeah.
But well, thank God you caught it. Thank God you caught it in time before the deadline.
I know that because then that would have been embarrassing, just like totally missing an entire thing that they're asking for.
Page, yeah.
Just like completely overlooking an entire page of instructions.
You're like, well, I'm going to do my own slate things. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, look at me. But didn't hear back from them. So
it's all right. The story of every actor's life is not.
It's true.
But you have it on a booking roll, so it will happen again. it will happen again for all of us.
You're in the golden light.
I really
light
am.
Right now.
It's just like hitting the eyes. Like,
I could never, I could never open my eyes sitting in the sun like that. Oh my God. This film, American As, that I just shot this weekend. So the Great British Bake Off, if you hadn't seen it before, it's essentially like they have this big, huge tent that they set up, and they set up all the baking stations in there in like a field somewhere in like England, I think. So for this one, since it was Americanized, it's the American Bake Off, it's super Americana. So they scouted a location, and it's a barn on this farm out in, I think, like Simi Valley or something. So I remember seeing the photos of the barn, and bitch, I don't know about barns. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So we're going to have, like in the Great British Bake Off, we're going to have our baking stations set up inside of the barn. No, you don't, because inside of the barn is where the goats and the chickens and all the animals live.
You know, that's so funny.
So we can't set up our stuff inside the barn. So they had it set up like in front of the barn, with the barn as like the background.
I love that.
The barn as the background. And it looked so good. But it was so bright and sunny, like to the point where my eyes were burning. I had like tears running down my face. My tears were doing something crazy. I had very heavy, like glam, like goth makeup on, done by the incredible Diana. She absolutely killed it. But my tears, they were going up instead of down. I don't know why, but on this one eye,
interesting. Gravity is not supposed to work that way.
My eyelid.
Yeah.
And like, for what? I don't know. So it was like going up on my eyelid, and I kept having like almost like a fingerprint taken off of makeup, but like I wasn't touching my eyes at all. And like I would see it go, whatever, it doesn't matter. So my eyes are burning, my eyes are watering, I cannot open my eyes whatsoever. And similarly with Ranger Danger, that we filmed on a mountaintop, also in the sunlight. So for both of these movies, I don't know if my eyes are going to be open. They may be closed.
Or like, wow.
For a majority.
This is the first time in acting history where I've seen an actor, like, you know, just voluntarily just choose to close their eyes. And
yeah. Oh, she just has her eyes closed.
Like, what an interesting choice.
I mean, seemingly, it's fine, I guess, because I've said to both times, both cinematographers, I've said like, hey, let me know if my eyes are open, or like, you know, like, hope I can open my eyes on this one. And if like it looked that bad, I'm sure they'd be like, oh, bitch, like.
Yeah, if it looked really that bad, girl, they would say something.
But people have a different level of what looks bad and what doesn't look bad.
But if your eyes are closed, so I feel that's not even like a. Like, they would say something. Yeah, they'd like, be like, oh, we need your eyes to be open. Like,
but I was like this, like, I could, and the whole point of one of the scenes was I would have to, like, follow someone with my eyes, and then they do a push-in to me, like, looking.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I'm like, you're going to push into me literally crying.
Literally squinting. It's Bix, like, eyeing someone through, like, her eyes, like.
Yeah, I'm just like
just barely open. Like, no, I'm kidding.
I'm supposed to look like, you know, like seductive and like I'm long, like longing, and I'm just like, don't know if that's gonna track.
But it could be smizing.
I trust them.
Like, you could, you know, the Tyra Banks smile with the eyes.
Well, Tyra Banks is the one who traumatized me.
Oh, no.
Because when I was little and I was obsessed with America's Next Top Model. And I was like, I'm already too short, so I'm never going to be able to be a model. But then they did the petite season, and I was like, this is my time to shine. But it was when I think we were like either 16 or 17. So it was like right before we were 18 and able to go on. Not that I would have fucking went on, but this was like my like childhood dream. But I would always try to do the thing where She teaches you, like, close if you're shooting in the sun and it's burning your eyes, to close your eyes and have the photographer count you down.
Oh, and then you open it just for the picture. Shot. Yeah.
And I'm like, Tyra Banks, you do not know the troubles of my baby blue eyes.
We do not.
Like, maybe you could do that, or somebody with, like, darker eyes can close them for a second and open. If I were to close my eyes and then try to open them, like, spontaneously, that is horrific. That's almost worse. I'm, like, immediately, like, blinded. Ah,
like, no adjustment period whatsoever. Just immediate frying the eyes.
So, yeah. So that never worked for me. And I was like, okay, I can never be a model. And that is true for many other reasons,
no,
though.
No, you can be a model. Shut up. Anybody who
follows. Only inside.
No.
Only inside. You will never see a photo of me that is taken outside.
Sorry, I was being very literal. So when you said only inside, I...
Oh. Mm-hmm. Like on my mm-hmm. inside.
Yep. Sorry. You definitely meant inside a building.
I'm only a model. Yeah. Yes. Just inside of a building. You cannot catch me modeling outside. So yeah, hopefully these two movies, my eyes are open.
I think they will be. Let's put it out there, universe, that they only pick the shots where Bix's eyes are open. It's like, only pick those shots, please. That's a good thing, though, that it is, that there's a whole post-production that's going to happen, is that there's many shots they can choose from.
Yeah. Hoping for the best.
You got this.
Praying for the best. So before we wrap up, I think we caught up on a lot of stuff. Is there anything going on in the future? Do you have anything, like, planned, whether it's, you know, anything, not like a booking, any plans
like that
you have?
What do I have to look forward to? That is great. That's a really good question. So I do. So this weekend, I am celebrating my 2-year anniversary with my boyfriend.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that was originally going to be, that's supposed to be in 2 weekends, but our anniversary lands on Mother's Day, and my mother is very important to me. So I will be spending the day with her.
She does take priority.
So we moved it to this weekend, and we're going to get, I'm so obsessed, but we're getting more omakase because I didn't have enough in Boca. Yes. So now we're going to a place in Long Island. It's supposed to be really good. I get some omakase. So that is something that I'm really looking forward to that is coming up outside of, you know, the acting world. I like that question. How about you? What do you have to look forward to?
That's so exciting. Before that, I can't believe that it's been 2 years since you guys have been together. Like, time
flies
by. That's so nuts. Oh my God. And also, it's funny because me and my boyfriend Ben's anniversary, even though we don't really know when it is, we, like, picked a day, and it's the day after yours. So
this is all ours, good omens.
I think we've been together for, like, 3 years, maybe.
Three years?
I don't even know. I don't know. I think either three or four years.
Many years.
I think three.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, I don't know. But yeah, so they're a day apart. That's so cute.
This is a good omen.
I do not have any plans, but maybe we'll make plans. I have nothing that I'm, like, super excited for besides just recuperating. Almost slipped and said the title of that other movie that I don't think I'm allowed to talk about, but that horror film that I did a couple weeks ago was extremely physically taxing.
I can imagine.
And I definitely need to go to, like, a nerve doctor because I have something wrong. I don't know. I've been having an inkling that I might have, like, a sciatica of some type because I get a lot of like numbness and, like, pins and needle tingling type things. Yeah. I mean, this has been going on for years, but not to the level that I experienced after, like, wrapping that movie. I still, like, one of my legs, I mean, we had to be, like, crouched in a really tiny space for a lot of the day. And then the other 2 days was, like, just constant, like, running. So it was a lot of movement. And still, right now, the top and, like, outside of my right thigh is, like, essentially numb. Like, I could feel it. But you know when, like, you could feel things, but, like, you can't feel it in a way? Like that. So.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm, like, I'm excited. Yeah, so I need to go to a doctor.
I'm sorry to hear
So, I'm
that.
Excited to have, like, downtime to, like, recoup, relax, and hopefully figure out if I have sciatica or not.
Well, I hope you.
Or if it's like something
else. Yeah, I hope you get down to the bottom of that. I'm sorry that you're experiencing that, but I do think that it's the best thing to do is to just recharge mentally, physically. You've had a crazy past few weeks of filming and premieres. So you really just, I guess, take some time to like wind down a little bit.
I got no choice.
Yeah, because your body's telling you. Your body's like, girl, chill.
Yeah, my body is like, sit the fuck down. And the industry is like, also sit the fuck down. No auditions for you right now.
Girl, do we feel you. I feel that pain.
Well, hopefully anybody else listening out there who is an actor or who is in the industry, I hope everybody's finding stuff to fill your time with, whether it's within the acting space or just with your time off, you know, experiencing a hobby that you love or filling your time with things that bring you joy and whatever. Because, you know, being on set, you talk to so many people and really hear how similar all of our experiences are and how much everybody's kind of like struggling. So, yeah, just well wishes to everybody and booking vibes to everybody out there.
Oh, I love that. Well, on that note, make sure to follow us on our Instagram at ITM with Livin' Vix. Check out our TikTok at Livin' Vix. And if you like, we would love if you would rate us 5 stars, leave us a really nice review, and we will catch you guys in 2 weeks. Oh, wait. And make sure if you do check out the online actor to use our code ITM20 for 20% off. Okay, now for real. We'll catch you guys in 2 weeks. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into The Moment with us.
Our amazing cover art is by Kalani Hubbard, photo by Elena Latona, and our podcast is edited by Rebecca.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at ITM with Livin' Vix.
Like and subscribe on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify.
Also, if you're feeling extra generous, we won't hate it if you rate and review. Bye! Bye.